Hidden War goes public. In everything I say next, see Donald Trump not as the U.S. president, which he is, but as commander-in-chief of the Global Military Alliance. The bombing of Iran's nuclear sites has, in my opinion, a number of purposes. First, it takes the attention off the Ukraine and offers a reason for exiting there. Second, it offers a means of drawing the American people together. Their united intentionality and united resolve will be needed in what comes next. Third, it offers a gradual expansion of scope from a war in which America is not directly involved, the Ukraine, to defeating a terrorist group abroad, Houthis, a matter in which America is directly involved, to defeating Iran, a repressive regime and a prime sponsor of world terrorism, and another matter in which the U.S. is directly involved. The Houthis' defeat was quick. Any missile they fired cost them the missile launcher and the missile and the storage dump and the command center, all in less than 15 minutes. The Houthis sued for peace. Next, in what I think of as a graduated scope of conflict, we went after the ones who made the missiles the Houthis were firing, Iran. The ones who introduced sleeper cells into America, used the nuclear card to keep America on edge, and terrorized their own population with hangings, stonings, and other forms of repression. Whereas the Houthi conflict ended quickly and led nowhere, the Iranian campaign, I believe, is the opening salvo in a much broader struggle, in quotation marks, final battle to unseat the cabal globally and end its reign on planet Earth. But it too has seen tremendous reverses for the Iranians in mere days. Archangel Michael has asserted, "Hear what I say in this declaration on behalf of the Mother, Father, One. There will be no nuclear war, period." President Trump must know of this prohibition of nuclear weapons. He met with our star family immediately after his election. Matthew Ward, "Without jeopardizing negotiations and actions underway, we can tell you that Donald Trump has met with extraterrestrial advisors and has been coordinating with military officers and national leaders to uproot dark ones and end their diabolical activities. These cooperative efforts are undergirded by love light energy, the most powerful force in the cosmos." And we've had two demonstrations of our star family's intentions, the first over Vandenberg and the second at Malmstrom Air Force Base. And what follows is two videos, first of Vandenberg and second of Malmstrom. It wouldn't matter if the Iranian government developed 1,000 nuclear missiles. 1,000 would be shut down or shot down. Thus, we may have used the nuclear issue as a smokescreen, brackets I don't know, behind which we A, took down the Iranian regime, and B, showed the deep state holdouts what awaits them. Even if Ayatollah Khamenei survived the attempts on his life and wished to consult with his top leaders, he now apparently has no one to talk to. But whatever happens in Iran, I'm convinced that this and the Houthi campaign are simply meant to show the deep state what awaits them. And then we go to emergency broadcasts. Matthew phrased our mission as to uproot the dark ones and end their diabolical activities. The Divine Mother herself has asked us to tear down what no longer serves. Divine Mother, this time is the destruction of what cannot be upon this planet any longer. Much has come to the surface. I'm not asking you to put yourself in harm's way. Those who do not want unity are leaving. Go forth and rebuild and restore and tear down what does not serve. She does not mean to tear down people, but belief systems and structures. We're in the eye of the storm, but others are well and truly in it. Remember the tortured children we aim to rescue and the repressed people like the Iranians we aim to free. The Federation of Light told us some time back that when the change comes, it'll come quickly. Over 10 days while we're watching TV, perhaps? Seeing how fast Iran is crumbling, it very well could be.